a pretty young farm girl has been to the market one day and is walking home to her farm after dark. Soon she meets one of the lads from the neighboring farms walking in the same direction. They walk together for a little while, and the girl says, "You know, I am not sure a weak and defenseless girl like me should be walking with a big, strong chap like you after dark." The farm lad says nothing. A few minutes later, she starts again, "I am almost afraid to be alone in the dark with you like this. You might take advantage of me." The boy laughs and says, "Here am I carrying a pitchfork and a chicken in one hand, a wash tub in the other, and leading a goat, and you think I am going to get ideas? No chance." The girl thinks for a few seconds and says, "Well, I only thought that if you were to stick the pitchfork in the ground, tie the goat to it, and put the chicken under the bathtub, I would be in trouble." A woman is on the fifth floor of a burning apartment building, screaming, "Help! Save me!" The fire truck drives up to the building, and a burly fireman is soon climbing up the extension ladder. As he approaches the woman, he says, "It gives me great pleasure to save a pregnant woman." Indignantly, the woman replies, "But I am not pregnant." "Well, lady," replies the fireman, "you are not saved yet." Just be joyful. And life is so hilarious all around. Just you have to look joyfully, and you will not find time for suffering and agony. In this beautiful life, there is every possibility for you to become a great meditator. But you have to learn to see the joyous side of life. It is full of juice, full of laughter. And if you can also laugh with it, nobody can prevent your meditativeness. Meditativeness will come on its own accord, following your joy like a shadow. What is meditativeness? Just a silence, a dancing silence. Ruthie Finkelstein is lying on her deathbed. Moshe, she murmurs to her husband, sitting beside the bed, "I must make a confession before I go. The fact is, I have been unfaithful to you. I know," says Moshe quietly. "I don't think you understand," pleads Ruthie. "What I mean is that I have been with another man." "Yes, I know that," Moshe murmurs. "Not just once," continues Ruthie, "but lots of times, in his office, in his house." "Yes, I know that, dear," says Moshe soothingly. "Even in this house, in this very bed," cries Ruthie. "Yes, I know," whispers Moshe. "That's why I put red poison in your tea."